Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nick Roush and Adam Luckett here with one of the greatest ever dude at the University of Kentucky, number 24 in your program, number one in your hearts, Chris Rodriguez, C-Rod, joining the show from training grounds in Frisco, Texas, where he's getting ready for the NFL draft. Chris, just first and foremost, is it more fun to do preseason summer training or combine prep, doing drills in the 40s and all that fun stuff?
I would definitely have to say the combine prep, you know, it's being around all these guys. I mean, yeah, those guys in Kentucky are like my brothers and stuff, but you know, here's like more like competition. We're competing every day. And you know, we're building relationships with these, I'm building relationships with these guys as well. But I have to say it's honestly been fun. The time that I've had here in Texas is, it's definitely going to be a time to remember.
Well, we'll talk more draft prep and all that sort of stuff, but we got to talk fun stuff like your time at UK. And actually, the first question I had in mind, and I mean this, I'm not trying to throw jabs or anything, but people forget that we love all of the Chris Rodriguez angry runs, all of the touchdowns, all the accolades. But there was a time when you were in the doghouse. What was it like being in Coach Grant's doghouse?
Oh my goodness. Man, it was hard. You know, I was, third string at one point, just playing it by ear. You know, Coach Grant will come up to you on the sideline and be like, hey, stay ready, stay ready. You know, the whole time you're ready, but, you know, you never get in the game until, like, the very last drive or so. But it was hard, but at the end of the day, it made me who I am, and it made me want to work harder, and I'm here.
I thought it was fascinating when we talked to you. I guess it was after the Governor's Cup or somewhere on there. We were like, what's your favorite game, your biggest memory? And it was that South Carolina game where you and Lynn came in, and that kind of started it all. And that game was memorable for some wrong reasons, but it was a nice start to what was going to be a really fun ride.
Yeah, and you're right. And I actually have a towel from that game that has, like, the date, the yards that I had, and it says like first touchdown. It was gifted to me by one of my friends' dad, and he brought it to me one game. I can't remember what game it was, but he was like, hey, don't ever forget where you started. And from that, I was like, dang, like he really remembers. It was like 3 years ago at this point. But yeah, man, that's basically where it started. And like I said, man, it made me who I am today.
Was that maybe a moment for you, Chris, where you were just like, I can really play at this level. Like, I can be an all SEC back. I can play in the NFL. Or was it a moment before that that it kind of, you just kind of clicked for you?
Nah. So I actually never really thought that way, thought of it that way. You know, when I got in, I was just like, man, this is fun. Like, I can really see myself doing this. You know, everybody's hyping us up. We were down by I don't know how many points. You know, they probably had their second string defense in at the time anyways. But it was fun. And then I think it was probably the next year or two, depending on when that season was, when I first got my first start, that Liam came in and I sat down and had a talk with Stoops, where he was actually like, this is your job. Like, go get it. You know, I took the advantage of that opportunity.
You're on mute, Nick.
God damn it, I hate when I do that. Of all my favorite Chris Rodriguez runs, I think of Iowa, where the play, they've got it blown up at the goal line, and you still just are like, I'm scoring this touchdown right here. Like, what's going through your mind when it's – I mean, I think that was even a read that you weren't even supposed to take. But what's going through your mind when it's just like, all right, there's one giant dude in front of me. I've got to find a way to get past it.
Yeah, I mean, and – being at the Senior Bowl, they kind of harped on that. Like, they they tell you to go make your money is what they call it. So through that whole little process there, it was kind of like, all right, we're on the, what, 4 or 5 yard line. There's no way that I'm not going for at least 3 at this point. So when it was me and him, I was like, this dude's not going to hit me. He can't. Not being cocky or anything, but at that point of time, it was like this real critical time and point in the game where it's like we have to score. And Wandell made an amazing catch, and I was like, all right, let me go finish this off. So when coach called the play, I was like, I know Will better not pull the ball. And apparently he told me he tried to, but I needed it. I needed it for that game. So I just took it and hoped for the best. And when I did end up scoring, we celebrated in the end zone and our defense closed the game out.
I know that it's been a while since that transition, but what was it kind of going through your head at the time? Because, you know, for Kentucky, you were going to get the rock. When Coach Graham was there, you get this new guy in from the Rams who's a quarterback's coach. Was there any worry that, all right, maybe I'm not going to get fed the ball a ton here?
No. And when he got there, he kind of let me know, like not even just me, just the whole team, that I'm coming in here. We're going to change the system. We know that you guys don't pass a lot. We're going to change that. And then we had Will Levis coming in, who was a freak athlete. I don't know if y'all have seen his high school tape or whatever, those little videos he got thrown in that little dome or whatever. But I knew that we were going to pass the ball a lot more often. And I was honestly happy. It opened up a lot of opportunities for me. And looking back on it, I thank him for that.
Yeah, you mentioned that transitioning to his type of offense, you know, everybody knows outside zone, wide zone.
Yeah.
Kentucky was inside zone, gap team. Is there like a, now that you're entering the next level, you know, there's different offenses, running types. Is there a specific type that you would like to play at, or a specific type of, in early conversations, teams are liking you, or is it, you know, you'll just do whatever?
Honestly, I'll do whatever. I do like, love Cohen's offense that he ran. The outside zone, everybody always asks me what's my favorite play. Outside zone, it gives you a ton of different options at the end of the day. And then also it gives you an option to get downhill. And by watching tape, you see that I like to run downhill. So he did bring in that option. He did bring in a little duo read. Those were cool too, but I have to say outside zone, man, is by far my most favorite play.
Yeah, Coach Cohen's back. Are you is there any – I don't know if I want to say jealous or anything, but is there a little bit of like, man, why couldn't you just stuck around one more year now that he is back in Lexington?
So I'm actually mad at him for that.
I don't think you're the only one a little upset about that.
And no shame on Skang. You know, that was my guy too. But, you know, Cohen came in. Man, and like you said, we transitioned to that new offense, and we were good. Like we were doing fine. But you know, I guess money calls at the end of the day, and the Rams when they called him, he couldn't turn it down. And I mean, we understood it. And I'm just like, dude, I'm like one more year. That's my last year. Will's last year. Just stay.
It is a little bittersweet, but you have moved on to bigger and better things, a bright future ahead of you in the professional ranks. It is a little different, I think, now, because like it's not like you were walking around with empty pockets. Did you feel like you had to go out and buy something whenever you became a pro or anything like that? Like, is it different now?
Well, let's just say I'm not a pro yet. I'm still working, trying to get there. I'm going to continue to have until my name is called and up on that board. But not just here, it's just, I mean, I had a house in Kentucky. I was renting a house. I was pretty much buying everything. Everything's been the same. The only thing I have to say is I have to buy actual clothes now. And, you know, that wear on a daily basis. It can't just be all Kentucky stuff 24/7. I was. So that I have to say would be the only change. Also, maybe like snacks from the house because we didn't, you know, we had the facility. You go in there, you need some snacks. You go in there, you grab some. Here is like, you better go get your snacks. So. You're muted.
Wrong. just a little bit different now. But you did, you started down at the Senior Bowl, and it was awesome not only to see you make a couple big plays out there in the game, even though your team struggled, but it was awesome to see you salute your mother, who passed away surprisingly. I know that I can't imagine how difficult it was, and you know, you have all of our condolences here for going through that loss. But how tough was it to just have to go back out there and suit up without, you know, knowing that she's going to be watching you playing?
Yeah. Honestly, it was tough, and it started before that. You know, after I did lay my mom to rest, I had to come back to Texas. And I went and I started training again. And, I mean, it was hard. Like, at that point, I had started to feel alone. And, you know, I kind of, you know, talked to my family, and it kind of helped me get through it. My sisters, me and my – this brought me and my sister even more, even closer. And I will say, when I got to the Senior Bowl, it was hard, you know, just not having or not being able to call her and let her know everything that's going on. And once those interviews did like come in and start to get rolling, like somehow she got brought up, and I didn't excuse myself, but I just kind of like, you know, kind of got choked up about it. It is hard, you know. People always ask me, like, what kind of relationship did I have with my mom and dad? And I would say my dad's like my brother, but my mom's like my best friend. Every day we would call each other, even if it was her making me mad or upsetting me, like, we would talk and then call me later, and then we would talk about it. We would apologize to each other, and you know, whenever she needs something, I would be there for her. Whenever I need something, she would be there for me, especially going through my time at Kentucky. She came up one day, and I just cried in her arms. She was my number one supporter. She's my why, my everything. And at the end of the day, at the Senior Bowl, I know she wouldn't have wanted me to quit. She wanted me to quit on myself. And, you know, that's the only thing she talked about is being at that Senior Bowl. So I had to go out there and, you know, play.
She did get to see you graduate. She got to see you, you know, break records at Kentucky. And I know, I'm sure that had to mean a lot to you, knowing that she was able to see you at the highest of highs during your time in Lexington.
Yes, sir. And especially everybody asked me why I stayed back last year. And my mom wanted me to graduate. It was like a big thing for me and my family. And to graduate, it was huge for her. And that started a new legacy for the family, and kind of showing them the ropes and showing them they can do what they want to do as long as they keep their mind in the right place.
Well, and you're moving in the right direction, and an awesome way to salute her down there. Had the purple face mask, like I said, made a couple of big plays. Mm-hmm. Now that Senior Bowl is over, you're on to draft prep. But I think you're also in the middle of wedding prep too. What's yeah. More difficult, draft prep or wedding prep?
We haven't even started talking about the wedding prep yet. I tell you, that's the
smart.
That's the most stressful thing in the world, especially like being from Georgia, and you know, football is really huge where I'm from, and football has brought me around so many people and friends that I call family now. You don't want to forget anybody, you know? So like, how big is our wedding going to be? It's like, oh, maybe like 300 people. And then you're like, think about everybody. You think about the family, think about the friends. You think about the friends you made at Kentucky. And it's like, God bless. You don't want to leave anybody out. You don't want anybody to have like any feelings towards you just in case you forgot. And when I did see my family, the week I did go back home, it was like, man, I forgot I had it. You know, don't keep in contact with them. And, you know, it kind of refreshes your mind. Like, okay, now I know, like, once I start going over that stuff, I got to do some thinking.
It's going to be a long list.
Oh, I already know.
what you got for Chris?
Yeah, Chris, we hear every year leading up to the combine. It's talked about a lot at the combine, like odd questions that they'll ask you. I know a lot of your interviews will happen there in Indianapolis. But have you ever down in Mobile? I know you've probably met with some teams. Did you get any odd questions in some of those meetings?
Yeah. So on the test that we had to take, it was like, how long does beef stay in the freezer? At the end of the day, and then they had some math questions and stuff. Like, it's simple, but it's like it messes with your brain a little bit. You gotta do some thinking, and you can't use a calculator or nothing. So you gotta do everything in your head. Just a little stuff like that. I don't think I've had anything too crazy. I know one of the players, they said that a question they had was, would you rather be a dog or a cat for a day or something like that? And, I don't know what that has to do with football, but, you know, I guess these scouts have their way of asking questions that they want to know.
Well, you're a wildcat, so boom.
Yeah.
I know you got that dog in you, but you know what, Chris? That's perfect because this is how we got Luke into the third round last year. It wasn't his testing. It wasn't what he put out on tape. We put him through the grinder to make sure he was ready for the fast questions. So we're going to get your hamster wheels turning to make sure that nothing throws you off in Indy. So,
yeah,
some of these are pretty easy, but some, I don't know, we might put your brain in a pretzel. So I got four quick hitters for you. Okay. First and foremost, what emotion do you feel when you play football?
Anger.
Perfect. That's exactly what we wanted to hear.
Main runs. There you go.
Exactly. Kyle Brandt's over here like, all right, Chris is going to be on angry runs on Good Morning Football. That was the answer we were looking for. I know football makes people happy, but you got to play angry.
You got to play angry. Yeah, that's the only way to play football at the end of the day.
Second question. Does breaking records matter to you?
No, football is a team sport.
Well, and also, they haven't used records in 50 years. You can just stream your music on Spotify. So break all the records you want. It don't matter.
It's funny. That's funny.
But I did appreciate, too, like, because we had to ask you about the Benny Snell record all the time. And you were – I know you get kind of tired of us, and it's just like I don't care. Like, it was pretty clear that breaking the record would have been cool to you, but it wasn't something that was your why.
Yeah, no. At the end of the day, like, everybody says records are meant to be broken. So eventually somebody's going to get around to it. Break my record for most 100-yard games. Break Benny's record for yards. It'll be pretty cool, but, I mean, I'm already up there, so it doesn't.
How do you order a steak at a restaurant?
Medium.
Ooh. Sorry, Chris. We were looking for rare because you're a rare athlete.
Okay.
See, that's what the scouts
going now.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. There's less.
Even if it was medium rare, because I'm more, you know, I like a little bit of brown in there. Okay. But we'll accept that as well. Final question. And this does involve a little bit of math.
Oh, my God.
You're traveling down the highway, and the gas light comes on. Time to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 7-Eleven on the side of the road, but right next to it's a billboard that says Buc-ee's 15 miles. Do you get off the road, or do you go to Buc-ee's? Do you try to make it to Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's is 15 miles?
15 miles. And the light just came on.
So here's my... When the light comes on, you got 20 miles. I think you can make it to Buc-ee's.
I think you can and you have to because it's worth it.
I think it's worth it too. I've been a couple times, and every time I'm there for like 2 hours. So
2 hours in a
game. It's hard to get out of there, man. It's hard. Bucky's got it all.
You go in there, you get what? The pulled pork sandwich, barbecue sandwich. Just get in the car, start eating, forget you had to pump gas. Then you pump the gas. And by the time you're pumping the gas, you're like, I'm going to go back in. I think I'm going to get some Dippin' Dots because they got Dippin' Dots. You go in there, and then they got all these – they got different stuff. They got groceries. They got home appliances. Like, you just do all this search, and then by that time, about 2 hours right there. Then you can go back to the car, get back on the road.
They put that beaver on everything. You get anything with the beaver's head on it.
Oh, man, that was the answer I was looking for because many people remember you from different contributions. The contribution I'll always take with me, you encouraged me to make my first stop at a Bucky's, and it changed my life forever. And for that, I thank you, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you're
Well, we're going to let you go. Really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, but it's only about a month away. We'll be up there in Indy to see you. We'll be eating some rare steak. I don't think you have to order it rare. But best of luck training the next month. I'm sure it's going to be tiresome, but you got this, dude. You got this.
I appreciate it, too.
Good luck, Chris.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
Steven? SEC Network, Mizzou in South Carolina. Greg Jackson, 11 points.